straight to your grill.
One of these jams, bringing it to your face. What's the deal?
Three jams, Tupac, I wonder if heaven's got a ghetto. I'm Herman, I don't want no trouble, Hurston. And next up, we got your girl, Mariah Carey, with a little breakdown.
Don't break down yet, it's over.
Don't. So you can get your groove on. 103 Slow Jam.
Straight up flavor, son.
Setting it off.
103 Jams, no question.
103 Jams, Herm, I don't want no trouble. Hurston! 103 Jams again, I must say. That was Puff Daddy, Roxanne 97.
Sting, laying it down, man. Yeah, Puffy, man. You know, 98's going to be large for Puffy, man.
Well, Puff's like, he's like a backup to Sting. Because Sting's been out there for how many years?
Yeah, Sting's been out there for a long time. I don't even know how old Sting is. Maybe Sting's probably like 55 years old. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I thought he was about 72. Because the last time somebody had a red light and it was a white dude, it was acid days.
Put on your red light.
Sting's bringing the flavor there.
Sting's the bomb, man. I like Sting.
Man,
Coco loves it.
The bomb's going to be 10 o'clock.
Oh, 10 o'clock. Speaking of Coco.
Coco Butter.
Putting her thing down.
Top 103 jams of 1997.
Oh, man,
you don't want to miss in Hampton Roads. If you just happen to wake up, you just rolled over and you're listening to Herman and me. Hey, 10 o'clock.
It's and you just put on that red light. Girl, you just don't know.
That thing is terrible.
That thing is terrible.
Hey, got to give a shout out to Marlene and Tammy over in Naughty by Norfolk.
How
what's
did
up
you
to
do
you?
That, Dan?
Also, got to give a shout out to, I'm forgetting somebody.
Damn.
My man Rob, who was at the show last night.
Well, who was Rob, man?
I don't know. He just said, yo, man, say what's up to Rob.
Oh, I got to say what's up to Jim Smith. He hooked me up with a pack of cookies last night. I didn't ask him for the cookies, but he said, Herm, I'm offering to buy you something. What do you want? I said, give me them 50 cent cookies. I ain't trying to take your money, man.
Also got to say what's up to Gemini, Jade, and we forgot about the French fry ladies.
Oh, the French fry ladies, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what their names are. We just call them French and Fry.
French and Fry.
Oh, yeah.
Audrey and Miss Jones.
Oh,
Angela Jones.
Mrs. Jones.
It hurts so much inside.
You know, baby.
All right.
That's how them fries were when you tried to swallow them hot with vinegar.
It hurts so much inside.
Yes, sir.
Rolling on, baby.
Well, we about to do our thing. I don't want no trouble. We got Rise and Veronica.
Yeah.
Putting her thing
down. Spanish princess.
Yes, sir. Sexy as she wants to be.
103 Jams.
103 Jam. It's about time we break you off of the snow.
Y'all ain't ready to
beat this. 103 Jam.
There are times when I look above and beyond. There are times when I feel you smile upon me, baby.
103 Jam. Together again, Herman, I don't want no trouble, Hurston.
That's Janet's gotta go home.
Janet. I wonder what she's gonna be doing in the 9-8.
Probably investing in more coffee.
I wonder if she's gonna twist her hair a little bit more.
She has that bohemian curl.
You know what? I mean, Janet and them, I ain't trying to be funny. Jackson's, they from my hometown.
Yeah.
As soon as they got their noses done, they lost all their Negro cards. I'm sorry. That's it. I revoked their Negro cards. You understand? Now they're other. What is your nationality, Mike? Other. There's no such thing as a light-skinned man with a dropping-off nose. All right, there's no category.
See, this is what we had to put up with yesterday at the Prime McKnight Show. Herman had me hunched over there, one of the speakers. At the Brian McKnight Show.
And he wasn't sick. That's the thing.
It was like, Chase, that Chase got a hump in his back.
Oh, well, no trouble. 16 tons of coke.
All that laughter.
Man, you got to laugh sometime, man. Folks look too serious all the time.
Got to give props to everybody who came out to that Brian McKnight Show, man. I had a grand old time.
Oh, man, it wasn't nothing like it. It was a grand affair.
Couldn't see the audience. I have a bad habit when I get on stage. That bright light is in my eyes. And bad enough I have glasses on, I can't see unless I bend my head down a little bit.
I you know what was funny last night? Did you see the part where I was talking to the guy up front that was sitting down, the last couple?
Yeah.
And the lady that was seating him happened to be Caucasian.
Yeah.
And I said, ain't nothing like it. Make that woman work. Make her work.
asking for your seat.
Are you talking about this couple that had the McLeod coats
on? Yeah, they just running late. They got the fake furs on.
Yeah, the McLeod. They were sweating the McLeod coats.
And what, you know, I'm going to ask you. Wait a minute. I'm going to ask you people. Where did all the fur coats come from at the Brian McKnight Show? You don't have nowhere else to wear the coat. Why are you going bad? You got a fur coat on and taking pictures from a $5 Polaroid shot with a $1,200 jacket on. Your silly self ain't got nothing better to do with yourself. I saw a girl here on a fur coat, didn't have hardly no clothes up under it. I said, what are you posing as, a true bear? Huh? I don't want no
Wow. You know, they wear a lot of fur coats there. It, you know, that was very interesting, too. Now, everybody looked lovely.
You know, when you wear a fur coat, your rent has to be over $8. I'm sorry. Either you check your budget plans. I'm sorry. You understand? I saw some women with fur coats on. I know their rent couldn't have been no more than $12. Maximum. Okay?
And the people from PETA outside waiting for them.
We hate you, you fur killers. I don't want no trouble.
Man, those people would have been mad. Because, you know, black folks don't play that throwing nothing on your coat. They done saved up for 10 years.
941, Jason Herman going loco this morning.
You know how we do. It's a new 98 season. We're going to start it off fresh and new. Have a great time. Everybody wake up, up your wake, and have a good time this morning.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Next up, what is the deal?
What's the deal?
We ain't going home yet, are we?
We ain't going home, man. We're here to stay. 10 o'clock, Cocoa Butter will be here. The show will be running down the top 103 jams of 1997.
So I guess what? We're going to move on. And we'd be nothing without you. Karen, Clark, Sher.
Inspirational stuff, man. Mm-hmm. 103 jams, happy 98 to you.
Yes, sir.
Here's one of them slow jams.
Slow jams.
For you and your boo. 103 jams.
Jams.
103 jams. I'm glad it doesn't sound like that this morning.
I'm telling you.
SWV, The Rain, brand new flavor there. 831. Chase Command and Jupiter Bass. Herman, I don't want no trouble, Hurston.
Yes, sir.
Waking you up out of bed gently on this 1998 day.
We have to, because everybody's not out of the bed. People are getting out of bed, but their heads are still on the pillow.
And you can smell the different types of food this morning.
I bet you we can call people this morning. All you hear is, hello, how are you doing? 103 jams. Oh, Lord.
Sound like Master P, huh?
What's the matter with you? I still taste that Thunderbird.
Let the smooth taste fool me last night.
Oh, yes, sir. That Thunderbird and grapefruit juice will get you every time. It's not a Bartles and James. Just taste that way.
Bartles and Jenkins.
You remember Bartles and James, man? Yeah, your Bartles and Jenkins. Those are two brothers that tried to make their own, but they only had two flavors. I don't want them trouble. What you want? Pizza apple.
Hey, coming up at 10 o'clock, we're going to have the top 103 jams of 1997. It all kicks off with Cocoa Butter, and it's going to be fat and all that.
Yes.
So these things were tabulated from the top sales in Hampton Roads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Some things you tabulated from the top sales to come out with the 103 top jams of the year.
Find out which jam is number one. You know, you can write it down, guess a little bit or something like that.
I want to see where P-Town rated this year, you know. You got Timbaland, Magoo, you got Missy.
I love you.
What, they got 500 jams this year out between them?
Telling you, man.
I don't want no trouble.
A lot of jams. You forgot, remember B-Rock and the Biz? That's just my baby daddy.
That, who that is?
Yeah, see, you know, that's something that was somewhere.
Them
you know?
One-hit wonders.
Yeah, see.
You'll never hear from them again.
So you never know.
Next time you see them guys, they'll be in a post office. Oh, in child support, here we have Charles Jenkins. I don't want no trouble. That's
466-0103, good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
What's going on?
Not much.
You're just kicking it right now, right?
Just kicking it. Early.
So what are you doing? Are you cooking or what?
Cooking.
Uh-huh. So what's on your mind?
Just got the black eyed peas on.
Oh, really? Wow. And what are you putting in your black eyed peas?
What are those things? Ham hocks.
Ham hocks?
Yeah.
And that's it?
That's it?
Girl, you better use some baking powder. But
yeah,
baking
I don't want no trouble.
Baking powder.
Baking a little soda. Baking soda.
Ew.
You don't know nothing. You be saying that after.
Girl, you can't taste baking soda.
What you putting it in there for?
To get rid of all that daggum gas.
Do you get rid of that gas? Did it come out?
Oh, no. I don't want it busting up inside of me. I'm sorry.
Don't want to be at your crib.
I don't want no trouble.
Come out.
They call her Miss Silencer. Silent but deadly.
Hey, baby.
Open the window. You be all right.
Oh, nah, man. Hey, baby. Pull my finger. Oh! There you go, darling. That's why I love you.
Be worse than Three Mile Island.
I don't want no trouble. Hey, excuse me. Does anyone smell cow chips? What the hell is that smell in here?
Oh, my stars.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Lions and tires and bears.
Air freshener on the window, you'll be fine.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Air freshener doesn't go a long way.
It just doesn't work for the new year.
You can renew it all you want.
Oh, that's it.
Clean yeah. it out.
Only thing I know is that would be a place for a stick up. You understand? About six of them around the recliner.
Literally.
But we hope those beans come out all right. But you know, a little baking soda does take out the gas.
Really?
Yes, yeah. It does. Just a drop. Just a little bit.
It doesn't change the flavor.
No, just a little bit of baking soda. We ain't say go dump a half carton in there.
Come on.
So we talking about a teaspoon or a tablespoon?
Teaspoon, darling. Teaspoon.
Cooking tips with the Supreme Team.
Cooking tips.
Yes, it takes away gas.
I will do that.
It's just like putting a Rolaid right there.
Well, I got to go find some baking soda.
So what are you doing later on today?
Look, me and these beans, we're
going
to be busy tonight.
Oh, you need to give her at least 2 days.
Yeah, a couple. At least.
Hey, I think you're very sexy. You do? Oh, that's nice. Oh, wow.
Feel like a person on your chest.
Oh, what's wrong with you? I'm cramping up, but... Oh, I feel good to be here with you.
Well, you have a safe and happy new year.
You too.
103 Jazz and Supreme Team. Waking you up to the baddest station on the planet.
103 Jams, good morning.
How y'all doing? Happy New Year.
Yeah, happy New Year to you too, bro.
Yeah, what did y'all do yesterday, man? Did y'all go out or anybody?
Yeah, man, we're hanging out with Brian McKnight, man.
Yeah, you must not have been listening earlier this morning.
Hey, you know where I was about 11:30 last night?
Where?
Man, I was in the bed. They came woke me up.
Where?
Yeah, man, almost running New Year's in the bed, man. Sleep. Larry here just chilling at home, you know.
Well, I hope 98's not going to be a sleepy year for you, brother.
Yeah, because I got one question to ask you. How did you do that there? How you going to let 98 pass by you not know?
Yeah, I don't know. But they got me out, man. I went up over to some friends' house. They was like, you know, having a little something over their house and everything. So, you know, I made it there just in time. We had like 10 minutes to go.
Yeah.
About 10 minutes to go. And then, you know, ball fell and we toast and everything.
You go, boy. Well, man, I'm glad you're having a nice 1998.
Yeah, y'all too. Can I just say a shout out to some true people?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, why not, man? It's 98.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Cheryl, Phoebe and Andre and his wife, that's the house I went over last night, and tell them thanks for having me over and coming to get me.
All right,
man.
All right, you have y'all a slamming new year.
All right.
Peace.
Peace.
103 Jams, good morning.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Hey. Happy New Year, too.
What's going on?
Who is Herb?
And Chase.
And Chase.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Joe Pro, man.
What up, Joe?
Chilling.
Herman,
What's going on, Herman, man? I'm listening to you on the radio. Me and my girl on our way to South Carolina.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Well, you got it like that. You got a cell phone that picks up that far away, huh?
Go ahead, man.
Hey, man, run those minutes up.
You know the deal. You know the deal, man. You know how my cell phone used to be. Matter of fact, you still got my other cup in my string.
You know it.
I don't want no trouble. Joe Pro in the house, man. Yeah, we got to get up, man.
Give you a shout out, man.
All right, man.
Yeah,
all right, man.
Talking about gas, my girl was complaining about my gas. You know, I had the meatballs and teriyaki wings last night.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm kind of blowing up in the car.
All right,
did
man.
You have a brew with that?
Huh?
Did you have a beer with that?
You know it.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we're going to let you go so you can go ahead and handle your business.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Try all to man. Hang your head out the window.
Peace.
103 Jams, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm just fine.
What's your name?
My name is Sandra.
How you doing, Sandra?
I'm just fine. I need to know the number, your 800 number to the hookup line.
The 800 number to the hookup line.
Oh,
oh boy. She's looking for somebody.
That's a question. Yeah, hookup line. And if you need a man, let me tell you how you can get it.
That number is 1-800-952-6103.
6103. I knew the last four numbers, but I didn't know the first.
Yes. And you know what to ask that man first of all, don't you?
What?
Now see your medical record and your professional record.
So, Sandra.
Yes.
What are you doing later on tonight?
I don't have any plans, really.
Yeah, you might not even have to call that number. Hey, Chase. Hey, dog, I don't want no trouble.
I don't have any plans. Herman, you are crazy. You know, I work with your wife.
Where you work with my wife at?
At ASI.
Oh, Lord, what's your name?
My name is Sandra. I know Norma. We used to work at Arbitron together.
Oh, Lord.
Arbitron. Hey.
Hello, Arbitron Rating Corporation.
Yeah.
They don't even exist no more.
No, they went out of business back in, I think, 92 or something.
Yeah, in this area.
That lets you know how much ratings actually count.
The rating company
folded before the rest of the stuff did.
Well, I hope success finds you in 1998 and special man.
I'm looking for somebody, but I hope so, too.
Okay.
All righty.
All right, you keep searching. That person may just end up on your lap.
Who knows?
Uh-oh. On my lap.
In a good kind of way.
Okay, that'll work.
All right.
All right, you all take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, 103 Jam Supreme Team. You better recognize, baby. Happy 98. Happy New Year to you.
To everybody out there.
And in the new year, we got some old artists back in rare form. It's Jody Watley.
All righty.
It's called Off the Hook. She's back on the block.
It don't mean you can't do your thing.
Just she's doing her thing. And her sister, you know, her sister's name is Midori.
Oh, yeah.
And she's doing her thing.
Oh, yeah. Midori doing her thing. Sis, you got to do her thing.